From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Stan Lind, reading my novel, Vendetta Canyon. Now let's begin with Vendetta Canyon, Chapter 1. Pulling Myself Together. Across a table at Ignacio's Café, Pandora raised her dark eyes and looked into mine. "I'm sorry, Merlin," she said. "You must know I never meant to hurt you." I forced a smile. Sadness carved a hollow ache deep inside me. I choked back the hurt she never meant to give me, and found it bitter as gall. As I might have done in a high-stakes game, I put on my poker face, hoping it would hide my feelings. "I know that, darling," I said. "I wish you, and Johnny, every happiness." It was a lie, of course. I wished Johnny Peters no happiness at all, and while I did wish Pandora happiness, I wish she could be happy with me. Gently, she reached across the table and touched my hand. "I missed you so much," she said. "I felt so lost and lonely. The days turned into weeks, and the weeks into months, and still there was no word from you." "I couldn't ride," I said. "I was running with outlaws, pretending to be one. I couldn't tell anybody." Pandora looked into her coffee cup and nodded. "I know that now," she said. "But all I knew then was that you were gone." She looked up. "Johnny saw my sadness, and he was kind to me. He offered me friendship. He came to the boarding house after work and took me for walks along the river. He read to me. He made me laugh." Pandora closed her eyes, remembering. "And then, one day, we both saw that our friendship had become something else, something deeper. That's when he asked me to marry him. 2 days later, the week before you came back, I told him yes."